Hello? Is that sugar pie? It is you. Oh. Of course I remember that. You ate a whole shoe fly pie and lost your meal all over the... All right. It's been ages. I can't see you at all in this dark. Let me get a flashlight. It's here somewhere. Here. Oh. You look everything like I remember. It's been so long. I always knew I'd see you again. And you still smell the same, too. No? You smell just like the river. Aren't you supposed to be off in the city? How come you're here, then? Well, if this is how you spend your vacation, I must be living a dream. This is how I spend every night. Come here. The hay is warm once you lay in it for a while. Pat it down real good, you don't need a blanket. It's the fresh hay you gotta worry about. It'll poke ya. Come on. Sit. I've got books if you want to use the flashlight to read. Got a lot of mystery books. I like those ones. Close that window first. You don't want to get a cold. It's been forever. You broke my heart when you went off to the city, but I knew you'd come back. Did you find a girl, settle down like you wanted? Well, no problem there. She'll come around one day. You've been visiting my brother, huh? I know you call him, but I'm always too nervous to say anything. You both are still best friends, and here I am, still on the side, just like before. I used to follow you both around. I know I annoyed him. But you were so nice to me. It's hard making friends around here. It's so spread out. Everyone is 20 years too old or 20 years too young. Nobody's ever my age. But I've got my chicken. No, not the same one like before. This one's a little broken. It never quite gets the time right in the morning. Well, I've been living here for about a year. The horses keep me company. I've been taking care of them in exchange for living here and my meals. It's an all-day job, though. There's a mama, gotta check on her. There's a new rescue who's been real shy. I don't mind it. I enjoy spending my time here. Unlike you. Well, maybe I'm still a little bitter about it. So, can I ask? The city isn't far. What took you so long to visit? But work couldn't have been that busy, right? You're always calling my brother, planning things. He's always going to visit you. I thought you were avoiding me. What's wrong? You're being shy. You're never shy. Well, what's just it? Shy? So, you were too shy to visit me? Then what gave you the boost of confidence? No. It's fine, I don't mind cuddling. You really do have more confidence. It reminds me when we were little and we'd sleep under the peach tree. Can I share a secret with you? Well, I didn't really sleep. I used to lean on you and pretend, because you were warm, and I didn't want my brother to come take me home, yeah. How'd you know? You were pretending too? That's a good feeling. I don't feel so strange about it anymore. How long are you staying for? I thought you said you were here on vacation. But, oh my. You aren't. What am I gonna do with myself? I don't know how to react. You're here again? And you're here for good? I could just kiss you right now. Having my old friend back. Finally, it's going to be like it was. I just knew it would always be that way. I guess we're adults now, but we can go down to the ice cream shop sometime. Or we can go steal some corn. Do you remember that spot we go look for frogs? Huh? That's where all those loud parties are at. The city has been a bad influence on you, Sugar Pie. There's no fun at parties with that many people. And you know it's dangerous in that area. Well, I guess one time wouldn't hurt. It could be fun. For now, let's settle in for the night. I missed you more than you can imagine. It's good to have you back.